I saw next that Christiana had yet another dream, wherein she thought she saw two evil spirits stand at the foot of her bed and speak thus.
Did you hear her cry out for mercy?
Hear her? It sent chills down my spine. Yea, it was like to have sent me packing back to our master.
Aye, I had thought to do the same, but I feared the wrath of he who with his tail pulled down a third of us from heaven.
As well you might. But back to this woman.
Well, if she be suffered to go on like this, crying out for mercy, both waking and sleeping, we shall lose her as we lost her husband.
Aye, and if she once be gotten off on pilgrimage, it may be that Apollyon himself may not be able to stop her.
Therefore we must, by one way or another, seek to take her mind from the thoughts of what shall be hereafter. If we fail in this, there is nothing in all the world that can stop her from becoming a pilgrim.
And if that come to pass,
our master will deliver us to the inquisitors, who will wring out of our burning throats many a wail and scream.
Therefore, we must call for reinforcements and enclose her with darkness all round about.
Aye, let us call for a legion.
Or two, or ten, for she must not escape us.
She shall not, or if she do set out on pilgrimage, we shall attack her virtue and thus send her packing back.
As we did the children of Israel at the borders of Canaan land.
Aye, and I warrant you that lonely as she be, our good affections would not be rejected.
Aye.
Oh, mercy! Lord, Lord, forgive me my ways.
Thus did she awake in a great sweat. Also, there was a violent trembling upon her, but after a time she fell once again into a fitful sleep. And then she thought she saw Christian, her husband, in a place of bliss among many immortals. He stood with a harp in his hand and played upon it before one that sat upon a throne, with a rainbow about his head. She saw also, as if he bowed his head with his face to the paved work that was under the prince's feet, and said,
I heartily thank my lord and king for bringing of me into this place.
Then shouted a company of them that stood round about and harped with their harps, but no man living could tell what they said but Christian and his companions.